You know what's really a trip is when the enemy thinks you're alone or by yourself. They think they can attack, right? We're gonna play a MK Ultra mind control game. We're gonna love bomb. We're gonna keep them so busy they can't think straight. We're going to make them lose their sleep. We're gonna put them in a different environment they're not used to. We're going to excuse me. Strip them of their normal clothing. We're going to change their identity. We're going to incrementally boil the frog. They have all these plans, right? Which never fall through with a born again, because God will pull them out. But even the born again starts to see the red flag, especially if you see the holographic truth. And you're like, wait a minute, something ain't right here. Something don't add up. The equation don't balance. The equation's not balancing, you know? So let me just pick up a phone call, make a phone call to a pastor. In the local city. See what they have to say about the matter. Boom, yeah. Conversation, yep. 5-minute conversation, yep, that's what I thought. Appreciate it, thank you. Then you pick up the phone. Get back to your environment, pick up the phone. And you say, let me call a pastor. Talk to a pastor local. Yeah. Right. That's what I thought. This is my. Yep. Okay. Thought I was right. Appreciate it. Just wanted to confirm it. You don't even have to go to the church. Pick up the phone. And then you bring that element in. That outside element, this righteous element. And the enemy has to go ballistic, because one can take down 1,000, but then when you get 2 or 3, the jig is up. The game is up. 2 can take down 10,000. The jig is up. I mean, it's really up. And then what happens then is because another element has been added of clarification. The enemy goes into panic mode. I'm getting some gas here. Let me put this on pause. So yeah. Then the enemy gets paranoid because they had set a trap, right? It's a trap. They set a trap and actually spent some money setting a trap. And you're like, They start to get paranoid, start to mess up, start to slip up. They slipped up from the get-go, but when it starts to unravel, they really start to slip up. And then the words really reveal what's going on. If you really start to listen to words and write it down, because the devil uses certain words. The devil's children use certain words, but the saints use other words. The words reveal the heart, right? You can tell a worldly person versus a saved person by their words. So they start to go into panic mode because everything's unraveling. And then the words get more obvious to what was really going on, and the actions and behaviors. But if you learn the hologram, that you're in a book, it's all written. You don't really have to worry about too much because it's always revealing itself. The problem is what you thought was pretty ended up being making you want to throw up. The picture that was painted might have looked pretty from the get-go, but then over time you look at that picture and you say, I think I'm gonna puke. I think I'm gonna throw up. The holographic picture started to reveal itself, and you just want to throw up, you know? I'm on the way to the dentist, and I went to the drive-thru, so I'm kind of pausing as I do this. But when you see that life has a storyline, just like any book, and the storyline reveals itself, as you start in chapter one, you know, when you start to, I don't really read fiction books, but I've heard people talk about it. I tried in the past, but I don't. I just never could do it. But here's what I'm understanding. When you start to read the book, chapter one, the picture's being painted. Chapter two, more information. Three, four, five, six, seven. By the ninth chapter, it's starting to reveal itself. And so that's the way it is in any situation. You step into a job, a relationship, or anything, and it's gonna be when you go get a job, oh yeah, you're gonna have this much vacation, you're gonna have this. They're painting a pretty picture. But it ain't pretty behind the scenes, right? They don't tell you about the sacrifice and the blood, sweat, and the tears and all that. And so whether it's a relationship, whatever it is, they paint the picture as perfect. You step behind the scenes. All right, man. Thank you. That didn't take long. I thought I was going to be waiting here forever.
Nah, we tried that. Right, lunch rushed me.
Okay. Why did they have me pull up? No car behind me or anything. They following some kind of script they created in their own mind. Anyway, they paint the picture. And it looked pretty. It smelled pretty. It might even taste pretty. But once the holographic truth starts to reveal itself over the cycles of time, it makes you want to throw up. It makes you want to throw up. Just like people come into USA and think, oh, this is the great life. And then they realize they got two or three jobs. Yeah, they might be free. And they might can start their own business and get free, but it's a struggle. It's like anywhere else. Believe it or not, in China, their teeth are better than the USA's because they all have free dental. I know what I'm talking about because I had somebody help me do work in China. She had perfect teeth. Perfect teeth. sometimes somebody at work asks me something. I say, well, I'm really a spy. And I kind of smile and they laugh. They think I'm joking, but I'm really a spy. Because when you work around unsaved, who claim to be saved and they're not, you get to spy out their game. So it's a fractal, so I can see into one person's life and see the rest of the game. I can see the players on the team, and I don't even have to be around the other person. I already know what their game is because their words match up with the other people. They all sound the same. Birds of a feather flock together. They make you want to throw up once you really see the virtue signaling and the painted face, fake reality. It makes you want to throw up. It's a painted face, fake reality is what you're dealing with. And not only is it the system, it's people in the system. And when you're real, they think you're playing. They think you're joking. They come in with fake that looks good. It turns out bad. You come in with genuine and say, hey, it ain't good. It ain't pretty over here. It ain't going to be easy. It's actually bad. I deserve hell. But then they see it is better than it was, better than you portrayed. You portray yourself as God working on you, but then when they meet you, they say, wait a minute. As a saved person, they're more advanced than we are. We're going down, they're going up. They got the painted face. We don't put on the outward show like they do. And they're shocked that we're so genuine, even in real life, that when they see you face to face, oh, you're the same person. Exactly. Because we're genuine. The saved person is genuine. We're not down here in the devil's fake reality. We're down here salt and light. Their goal is the love of money. Our goal is love of the truth. Our reality is truth, aka gold. Even if you have to stand alone, their reality is lies, fool's gold. And it has to reveal itself. What's under the surface has to come to the top. It's not a maybe. It's not an if, it's an absolute. The lies always rise to the top. Because the truth pushes them out. The truth will push the lie out. There's no stopping it. Just like those religious leaders, when Jesus was walking on earth, he said, you're of your father, the devil. And he was a murderer from the beginning, so are you. Cain, same thing. The Go Green crowd, murderers. Because religious but lost, murderers. Why? Because you don't magnify them. You don't build them up. They don't even have to be a narcissist. All they have to do is have pride. And all unsaved are full of pride. You don't build them up as a god or a goddess, that is. They want to kill you. They can't get you to believe their fake reality. Bubble. They want to kill you. We're in Genesis 3. The same game plays out. The devil deceived Eve. Eve wanted to be a queen bee, so she tries to pull Adam down with the ship, with love, fake love. So Adam, he had to do it because it was written, because it was a type and shadow of the church, Christ in the church. But one of these agents, demonic agents, think that you have to go down with the ship with them I don't think so. I'm not Adam, and you're not Eve. I'm not in a covenant. I don't have to put up with a bunch of junk. And you don't either. Because the Bible made it clear. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And I don't care how much they talk. In most cases, the talk don't even match. They can talk a good talk, but they don't walk it. But 90% of the time, 99% of the time, their talk don't even line up. And you always try to think in your back of your mind, well, I can save them. I can help them. No, you can't fix anybody. You can't save anybody. Only Jesus can. I'm only passing this on to help you, whoever you are. Whoever comes across this message a year later, 10 years later, I don't care. Should help somebody. When your gut feeling says run, you better run. And you better run fast. What blows your mind is you played the game 1,000 times and it's in the scripture 1,000 times. It's a fractal. You see it every day. You go out your front door. You see it in the TV shows. You see it in the movies. I mean, really? Well, they think you're that dumb. You don't really need to be a spy. And what blows their mind when you're calm, cool, and collected during the trap? They don't know how to read you. They don't know how to read you. The biggest takeaway from this when something looks like this nice, perfect apple pie sitting there on the table. I don't even like apple pie. Let's pecan pie. There's this nice pecan pie sitting there on the table. And you put your fork in it. And you know what pecan pie tastes like from your memory and your body, you know? And you put your fork in it. And you know the way it's supposed to taste. And you put it in your mouth. And you taste it. And you say, this ain't pecan pie. This is fake pecan pie. And you spit it out. And you want to throw up. I want real pecan pie. I don't want the fake. But the snake is so good at Decepticons. You had to get a little taste of it to realize it wasn't genuine. It was fake. And hopefully, you tasted it before the trap was complete. And if God is on your side, He knows. He has to give you a little bit of scourging because He warned you from the get-go, but you wanted to believe it. You were hoping. So He gives you a spanking. He says, take it like a man. Because on the other side, whatever was in there to even let it go 1 minute will be purged. And He's sitting there saying, son, I taught you the enemy. You could see the enemy a mile away. I taught you over the years. You could see an enemy a mile away. Why'd you let your guard down? And you say, Lord, I have no excuse. Sir, I have no excuse, sir. I saw it. I admit it. But I actually didn't even believe the lie, but I tried to. I claim the blood, shake the dust off my feet, move on. Hope the scourging ain't too bad, but if it is, it's all right. Really, it was actually every day is that fractal. I see that every day, especially in the industry that I've been in for 30 years. There's always some agent trying to come in and play some kind of weird, bizarro game. And you're like, come up with something new, person. Come up with something new. I ain't got time for this. This is like grade one, level one. All you have to do is rub shoulders with somebody like three days, let's say 6 days. If you rub shoulders with somebody for 6 days, it's all revealed. Don't take long, people. And when I said the lies have to be pushed out, when you go in the house and you turn the light switch on, the darkness has to run. And so when you walk in a room full of darkness, they know there's a difference. And they're going to try to act different, but it always bleeds through. And so the more they start to act different, you call them out on it. Well, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but this was hidden. Number two, oh, I'm not perfect. Number three, I'm not perfect. After about, you know, three red flags is enough, but after about 30 red flags, not just three, the jig is up. It's funny. It's funny. You look back and it's just hilarious. I mean, it's really hilarious. That's like a 3-year-old trying to walk into a 50-year-old's reality and fool them. The lost can't rightly divide the Bible. They really don't know truth. They contradict themselves. The unsaved are, they all act the same. They're all birds of a feather flock. You don't even have to be around them. You just be around, let's say you had a family member who was lost, religious but lost, and you talk to them long enough, you know what the rest of the whole world is like. They're the same. You're raised around certain family members who are hell-bound, but tried to pretend to be. There comes a point, they quit trying. Eventually, your family members, they know you're different. They know you changed. They don't try to fool you anymore. They just quit trying to fool you. Because the gig is up. And it's like a sister in Christ said, the game was over before it started. They failed before. They failed. She said, they don't know you. They failed before it started. The game was over before the start button even was pushed.